assuming you accept a client, whose responsibility is it for you to create value? Now, for example, if you went out and bought a blend, I've actually, it's so much, it's so fun. When you go out and buy a blender, we're on slide number 10.
See, let's say you go out and you buy an expensive blender with...
What's the $300 blender, whatever the one is, yeah?
Most expensive one, it has all the gadgets and all the little things.
It does everything. It even slicer dices your tomatoes, yeah.
And then you put it on the shelf and never, ever use it.
And you go, oh, yeah, and you go, well,
gee, I paid all this money.
Or let's say you went out and bought a car, and you said, I didn't get any value. By the way, whose responsibility is it to get value from the blender? The person who buys it.
Sure.
Yeah, yours.
Sure.
And a car, same thing. When you go out to dinner, yeah, it's your responsibility to create value. What's not obvious is it's also when you purchase a service and when you take a training. Adriana and I take trainings every year. We invest in ourselves and we invest in training. And we do that every year because we want to keep our brains active, and that's important.
And
we want to keep making new neurological connections and networks.
And regardless of the training we take, we always make value out of it. Let me give you a very little example.
Not all trainings, by the way, are equally valuable. But every training has some value for us. Actually, every book I read, I find value in it too.
Remember when the movie The Grinch appeared on a big screen? Yeah? I didn't know what it was, but I liked Jim Carrey because I saw him in Liar Liar. It was funny. I laughed a lot. So I went to see The Grinch. And he starts, and here I am in the fairy tale. And my first instinct was to just leave the cinema. I don't want to see a fairy tale right now. I'm not here for this.
You mean you almost walked out of the movie?
I almost walked out of the movie. But then I thought, you know, when I said, okay, I'm here. I bothered to get out of the house to come here. And now I'm in the movie theater. I have a choice. I have a choice to throw this away and say it's no good, or to find some value in it. And in the moment I took the decision to find the value, I actually enjoyed it. I actually had fun, and I enjoyed the movie to the very end. I said, okay, I had a fun night, and it was quite good.
The truth is, the minute you make a decision to get value out of something, you'll find value. The minute you make a decision not to, well, you'll actually find not value. This is especially important, not just for you, but also when you think about your clients who you'll be working with in the future. What is the mindset that they have?